2 Thessalonians, confident hope. What are the signs of the end times? What events will take place? While the wicked seem to be choking out all the goodness from the world, what is really happening in the background? The majestic coming of Christ and victory of the most powerful evil forces is described in this letter. Signs of the end times. The Antichrist. Throughout the centuries, there have been many forces against Christ. Many prototypes of the Antichrist, including Nimrod, Antiochus, Nero, Hitler, name a few. Their power, though immense, is always short-lived. While the evil behind that power is at work today, the final, most powerful one of all, the Antichrist, will do the following. And this is described in chapter 2, verses 3 to 10. He will oppose and exalt himself over everything called God or worship. He will set himself up in God's temple. He will proclaim to be God. He will function in the same way Satan works. He will use signs and wonders that serve the lie. He will use all deceptive ways of wickedness. In the midst of the bloodbath, Christ will come in the clouds and gather his people. He will, in a brilliant flash, overthrow and destroy the Antichrist with his mere breath, chapter 2, verse 8. In the end times, the wicked are tricked. Satan deceives, that's no news. The worst delusion is that which comes from God. If people refuse to embrace the truth, it hits them. The fatal blow, chapter 2, verses 10 and 11. Satan worship outside churches or enemies within demonstrate self-exaltation, diversion, meaningless trivia, deception and wickedness. On the other side, we see that those who have more grace enjoy more glory. The result of following God's truth by faith is being chosen, empowered to be productive, and given grace to glorify Christ. Chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Our glorification is only according to his grace, chapter 2, verse 12. This means different people get to enjoy different levels of grace. How can we get more grace to attain more glory, chapter 3, verse 13? We need to stand firm, hold fast to the teachings, never tire of doing good. And finally, he talks of busy bodies or busy bodies. Busy bodies, chapter 3, verse 11, may crowd us out. Our calling is to continue to reach out to others as God's ambassadors. Paul expresses confident hope in the eternal future in current and continued obedience, chapter 3, verse 4. Are we discerning enough to distinguish Satan's agents from God's agents within the church? Do we forge ahead in the midst of deep discouragement, knowing we are on the winning side? How can we leverage more of God's grace?